Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Dr. Nicholas Ashbold holds the Alberta Innovates Translational Health Chair in Water at the University of Alberta. His research on waterborne pathogens suggests our current plumbing supports the growth of germs and then sends them into the air like a giant sneeze when the toilet is flushed. Dr. Ashbold believes the use of vacuum rather than gravity systems could eliminate that problem.
So there are toilets that are vacuum flush that most people may have come across on boats, on trains, and in aircraft. They are a very wise investment in a hospital because when you flush a toilet, you aerosolize whatever pathogens the person before had excreted to some degree into the air. So the next person coming into that room or facility will touch surfaces or breathe in the air with those pathogens. But with a vacuum flush toilet, only a half a litre or so of water is used, which saves water, and 60 litres of air is used to move that residual down the sewer. That's a much, much safer scenario.
Dr. Nicholas Ashbold says another benefit to adopting a vacuum system is the ability to capture embedded energy from the waste stream or black water. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.